Oh man, it's been a long day, right?
Yeah,
we've been coming and going. Sometimes I don't know if I'm coming or if I'm going or what's going on.
It's lightly level.
It's kind of funny. Here, let me tell you a story. You know, the other day I was up in my woods.
Yeah,
I was taking a walk. I got 15 acres, but I had 150 acres behind my house. Anyway, I was walking up
in France.
It's a beautiful day, and I'm like sitting there, just in the nature. It's a little stream about a mile up. I don't know. It took me a long time to come there. I was going all day. So anyway, I went there. Then I was sitting on the, going. Listen to nature. Brooklyn, going, forget it. Anyway, I hear this noise behind the passage wall saying, go over. Stone wall. It's just coming over. I could have been going over if you were actually on the other side of the wall. I was on this side, too. So I actually coming over. Anyway, I said, oh, I'm a cute little deer. And I turn around and I just didn't know if I was coming or going, actually. I could have been going, but I wasn't going. I was there, and I know if you go, I'm in trouble. Anyway, I'm up there in the woods. I never saw a bear in my life. I'm like, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm not from a bear. I've seen bears that grow and stuff like that. A real bear? No way. So I started thinking, what do you do when you see a bear
in Africa?
Where do you go? What happens? So I said, I know what to do. Sort of I read it in this nature magazine. And you stand up and you make some noises. And so I was, started shuffling my feet in the grass. And I stood. I was tall. I didn't want to make eye contact. I did. If it was coming or going, what was going on? So anyway, it's not working. This beer was making like a beeline right to me. So if you can sing, stink. But the first tune that came to me was the
Brooklyn talking about that.
Obviously, this bear wasn't a beer lover. He took off about 50 yards from us. The other thing was going. I was like, wow, this bear was going. I was coming. I was like, whoa. He didn't even stop. He was looking at me. He's like, So anyway, he starts circling. He's got this idea. I'm very dependent on point of view. He's coming this way. Anyway, he wanted the water, so he was going to the water. Let me tell you about relief. You know what I'm saying? Walking down the path, looking behind me, keeping an eyeball on this beer. My mind, I'm beer. Anyway, I came down home. My heart was racing. I had to sit down and medicate myself. Spent an hour and a half. But anyway, it was a funky thing. Speaking of funky, next time it's time. Girlfriend Sally. Was it all girlfriend? She's so hot. I remember her when we came down to the park. One of those days in Brooklyn. Because every 3 minutes, the audience changes.
people used to say to me, I said, you want to play for 100 people? I said, yeah. The other day I played for 250,000 people. I said, 250,000 people? I said, yeah. I was on the 34th Street subway station, and how about 2.5 hours, 250,000 people went by. It's a big audience, you know. It's a funky city, but you never know what's going to happen in the city. You'll be coming, you'll be going, you get on the train, you're flying, you're going up, you're going down. It's a groovy place. I always tell people I was bred in New York City, but I'm just a crumb up here.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't know if I'm coming or going. Sometimes I'm coming, but mostly I'm going.